WHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
What's going on in the world, the state,
and in your own backyard?
This is a Civic Media Network News Update.
It's 8 o'clock. Good morning. I'm Terry Bell, and here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin public school students are getting better standardized test scores than last year. The tests show 60% of Wisconsin students are still not reading or writing at grade level. That's better than last year, but still lower than before the pandemic. Department of Public Instruction spokesperson Abigail Sweats.
Yes, our schools are still struggling, and we definitely want to keep moving in a direction that gets them the resources they need, the support they need, and the respect they need.
39% of kids in Wisconsin are proficient in English and about 38% in math. The University of Wisconsin system will now be known as the Universities of Wisconsin. President Jay Rothman made the announcement yesterday. He says the new name and identity emphasize all of 13 of Wisconsin's public universities. Rothman says the new name helps shift the focus away from the system and onto the individual schools. The organizers of next year's Republican National Convention in Milwaukee are calling for unity. Nate Wegehout has more.
Ryan Priebus said that Wisconsin's split government is one of the reasons Milwaukee was chosen to host the convention. He said that he is working with local businesses to highlight what the city has to offer.
Where we have over 1,200 small businesses that are part of a portal inside the Milwaukee host committee so that when contracts get put out for bid, they're the first ones in line.
Priebus spoke at the Rotary Club of Milwaukee on Tuesday. Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
People in Wisconsin are working for what they consider more fair political maps. They gathered this week to talk about their plan for a new independent panel to draw future boundaries. Usually Flores is with the Wisconsin Fair Maps Coalition. She warns against the Iowa-style proposal put forth by Republicans.
And it just seems like a huge power grab that could permanently change the process for how we draw our state maps, and it just feels like it's going to be detrimental to our communities.
Governor Evers promises to veto the bill if it passes. Wisconsin's maps are widely considered to be the most gerrymandered in the United States. Today is Coming Out Day, honoring America's LGBTQ plus community. Advocate Michael Tim says the day was first observed in the United States in 1988.
Coming out is a very personal thing, and that story belongs to the individual. And Coming Out Day for me is a reminder that people are welcome to come out when and if they choose to.
States across the country have seen an increase in anti-LGBTQ legislation. In Wisconsin, there are bills to regulate participation in sports and to ban gender-affirming care for people younger than 18. And that's what Wisconsin needs to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
For WFHR and WIRI, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in Central Wisconsin. We're not very far into the new school year, and already Central Wisconsin students have missed instruction time because of school threats. While the threats have just been words with no actions behind them, police are reminding students that words matter. News 9 reports the Wood County Sheriff's Department is now working with bomb-sniffing dogs who are able to locate firearms. Student safety is their primary mission. Officials say it's more important than ever to check in with your kids. Find out when they're angry or frustrated about something and have the conversation. Don't hesitate to reach out to school administration and school resource officers to keep communication lines open. Point Brewery is expanding. They're building a new hospitality center in a historic 1936 building. It will include a gift shop and tap room. Portage County Business Council and Point Brewery staff broke ground yesterday morning. The hospitality center is scheduled to open in the spring. I'm Melissa Kay, Civic Media News.
The Brewers may have to find a new manager. Good morning, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Last week may have been Craig Council's last as the Brewers manager. Since then, his name has been brought up as a candidate for open jobs with the New York Mets, the San Francisco Giants, the Angels in L.A., or even the Cleveland Guardians. Craig Council is 53 and said to be listening to all offers. After the Brewers won the division but lost in the first round of the playoffs, GM Matt Arnold held a press conference and was asked when does the team need to have an answer from Council on what what he intends to do?
Yeah, we're certainly appreciate the question. We're not going to put any timetable on Craig. He is we're in regular conversation with him. You know, I'm excited about having those conversations with him and looking forward to hopefully having some news for you guys soon if possible. But either way, we're going to be prepared to have a manager next year if it's not Craig. But I want to keep every line open for communication here with Craig as much as we can, because he's our top choice here for sure.
NBA, the Bucks had the lead but lost in Memphis to the Grizzlies 108-102 in preseason basketball. Brooke Lopez and Pat Connaughton led in scoring. Giannis, newcomer Damian Lillard, and Chris Middleton did not play. Middleton asked how he's doing after having surgery on his right knee after the playoffs last May.
I think I'm very close. I mean, you know, everything that they mapped out after my procedure and being able to get in the weight room in the court, I've been right on pace. It's been slow, but that's kind of the way they planned it out. But I think everything's been going great so far. No setbacks. I've been feeling really good, so I'm excited about, you know, the next couple of days to a week to really start to get after it, and hopefully everything goes well.
Football, the Wisconsin Badgers getting ready to take on a Big Ten opponent, the Iowa Hawkeyes. Kickoff is this Saturday at 3 p.m. at Camp Randall in Madison. NFL, the Packers making some roster moves. Linebacker Justin Hollins is back on the 53. Running back Patrick Taylor was released. Matt LaFleur says that on defense, Quay Walker and Darnell Savage should be back in the next couple of weeks after leaving Monday night's game with injuries. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day, and thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Got your host, James J. I am joined by Melissa Kay.
Good morning.
Seth Haphagger.
Good morning.
And we're joined by our great friends from the Weather Eye Weather Center, Mr. Paul Trombley, back joining us. Paul, how you doing?
Pretty good. How about you guys?
Doing good. Yeah. We're doing good. You feel rested, Paul? You have a good couple days there?
I do. Yeah.
Good, good.
Yeah, definitely.
We know how hard you guys work. That's very well earned, sir. Good to hear. Good to hear. Now get to work. No, I'm joking. No. Yeah, I'm just kidding, Paul. What has Mother Nature got in store for us?
You know, we do have some pretty nice, quiet fall weather here today and tonight still. And then starting to see this next system that's going to bring us some rain coming to the picture here. So I think we'll start to see some of those showers moving in here tomorrow, especially late tomorrow, and then Thursday night, Friday, and even into early Saturday, some showers. So looks like some soaking rains with this next event coming out later half of the week. Still into a mix of clouds and sun out there today. Highs about 57. Northeast winds 5 to 10. For tonight, partly cloudy, upper 30s to around 40. And then Thursday, with the clouds thickening up, the rain moves in late, and then especially Thursday night, mid-50s. Showers Thursday night with an east wind also becoming more breezy at that point in time as well. 43 Thursday night. More periods of rain Friday, 50 with a gusty east wind at 20 to 30. 43 is showers Friday night yet. Still a few showers into Saturday, otherwise some lingering clouds. High at about 52 with a gusty northeast wind. And then things do calm down a bit more Saturday night, Sunday, 40 Saturday night, 51. Breaks of sun Sunday, some more low 50s Monday and Tuesday with a quiet first half of next week. Also looking to continue out there for us. So, yeah, some good rains looking to come up here later half of the week, and then things kind of straighten back out Sunday and then into next week again.
From what I read from the Old Farmer's Almanac, we're looking at a dry winter here. Getting any of that rain could certainly help with that.
Yeah, after the dry summer we've had, we'll take it. Absolutely. Yeah.
Appreciate you, Paul. Good to have you back. We'll talk again tomorrow.
You bet. Sounds good.
Have a great day.
Thanks, Paul.
You guys too.
Best in the business right there. Our good friend Paul Trombley in the Weather Eye Weather Center joins us every morning. Be sure to check in with us. We get that live weather update for you. Live and direct. Talking to a real person.
Real people. Good.
Yeah. That's real what we good. Do weird radio right here. We talk to real people. We got good stuff up coming up for you today. Some of it weird. Yeah. I'll be honest.
Wouldn't be us.
Kind of our wheelhouse.
Yeah. It really is. It really is. We're going to talk about the Michael Jordan pumpkin.
That could mean many different things, so I'm curious about it. Yes.
Left that one wide open
there
for
you
everybody. We're going to get into, do you know what out-of-pocket means? Gen Z has another definition.
Ooh.
That could be interesting. We'll get into that a little bit later. Right. Of course, a little bit later in this 8 o'clock hour after Melissa's news, we're going to be joined by our friends from Quality Plus Printing with our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday.
All right.
Now, whatever you do for good luck, do it. Like knock on wood or cross your fingers. I'm joking. We've talked to Phil a little bit, and they've been really busy over there. Uh-huh. And that's thanks to all of you out there. Thanks for keeping them busy.
Yes.
We like to see you buying local, supporting local. We should have Phil joining us around 8:30, 40, somewhere in between there.
Yeah.
And get our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday.
Wicked awesome.
We will also, in the 9 o'clock hour, have some entertainment news for you. Looking forward to diving into that. We've got some interesting news. If you didn't like the ending of Seinfeld, we've got some news for you about that.
Ooh.
I want to talk about Mary Lou Retton and Bob Costas, actually. Got those coming up.
Okay.
And a little after that, we will get into the best and worst cities to drive in. that old chestnut.
Oh, yeah.
I want to talk about some local stuff we, of course, have going on today and coming up here. We've got some great stuff, including one of the great things we have going on is the community book sale coming up.
Yes, that starts tomorrow.
Yeah.
We have a book sale gift certificates to give away today between now and 10 to be able to get in your hands, everybody. Mm-hmm. I want to say a big thank you to Beth Habhager for that. Thanks for it helps to know people. Yeah, we got connections around here.
We got connections.
So we're going to hook you up with those connections a little bit later throughout the show today. But I mentioned the Gen Z thing with out of pocket.
Yeah, sure.
And we'll get into that in a moment, in a little bit later. But for right now, I wanted to start actually with that kind of thing, with idioms and that sort of thing.
All right.
We used to have a lot of fun with that back in our three-hour show. We'd every once in a while do a rundown of the history of idioms and where those come from, or random facts. We kind of had to cut a little the fat of the show when we went to 2 hours, so we don't really get to do that very often. But over the weekend, twice, once just in the regular conversation and then once in class, the phrase don't look a gift horse in the mouth came up.
Oh, okay.
And one of the times it came up, I had said it during the weekend. Then during the very next day in a class, I had one of my students bring it up. And I don't do this, but I had to ask her. I'm like, how old are you? She was 19. Or she is 19. Actually, no, she was. I think her birthday is this week. So actually,
she's maybe 20 now.
Yeah. But she's used this her whole life. Her family used it. And she just picked it up from her mom. Who used it all the time. And I thought of all the ones we've gone through, I don't know if we've ever gone through that one. And tell me that isn't one of the most confusing ones there is.
Especially in this day and age, right?
Yeah.
Even when we were kids, it was kind of odd. You know? Yeah. It's like, gift horse in the mouth.
What? Yeah, what's a gift horse?
Gifts?
Yeah.
They keep them in their mouths?
I've heard of the giving tree. I had never heard of Shel Silverstein's The Giving Horse. I never heard of that one. It's the sequel that didn't do that well.
No.
Well, the phrase, don't look a gift horse in the mouth, actually originates in St. Jerome's commentary in 400 AD.
Whoa.
Yeah. Wow.
That's really old.
That's ancient.
On Paul's letter to the Ephesians,
the Ephesians.
Ephesians. Thank you,
man.
Thank you, man.
It took me way too long to come up with that.
So that's where this comes from.
Mm-hmm.
The phrase "long in the tooth" comes from the same origins.
Oh gosh, really? How about that?
In essence, the proverb warns that you should not inspect the mouth of the horse that was just given to you because it is thought to be rude or unnecessary.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Horses, as they get older, their teeth get more and more. Mm-hmm. And so you can tell how old a horse is by its teeth.
By its teeth, right.
Its teeth.
Mm-hmm. And it was considered rude to look at a gift horse in the mouth. You just were given this gift. It's like if somebody gave you a new shirt and you're looking at it, you're checking for holes.
Yeah.
You're checking for the price tag. Is that the modern version of that? Looking at the price tag right away?
You know what popped into my head? Kicking tires on a car.
Yes. Yeah, exactly.
Somebody gives you a car, you start kicking the tire. Hey, I just gave you a gift car.
A gift car, by the way, is a great, I like that phrase.
Don't kick a gift car in the tires. No, that's not going to work.
No.
I tried to update. It doesn't really work.
It was a good try. It was a good attempt. But since we don't get to do this very often, and I do think that these are cool, and I'm not doing this just for me, everybody. The audience has spoken. You guys over the years have said how much you enjoy these, too.
Cool.
Instead of me picking them, you pick them.
Oh, nice.
715-424-2600, or you can email me, james.mailoff@civicmedia.us. Go ahead and hit me up with what idioms you want to learn, what ones you want to have some fun with, and we'll go through them. We'll learn a little of that together. We'll do a little learning together.
There's a few strange ones out there. What are those? What do those mean?
And there's ones that families use that aren't also in like regular conversation.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Yeah. Absolutely.
So, that have been passed down in families.
Mm-hmm.
It's
like my grandpa used to say, "I'm gonna kick your butt to a peak, and then I'm gonna kick the peak off."
Oh, wow.
Oh, I like that. Oh, I like that.
I don't
that.
Know where it came from, but I've never heard it anywhere.
No,
else.
I've never heard that before either. Wow. It's so, original.
My family certainly used a lot of those too. But I always seem to remember though it wasn't idioms. It was Jimmy, your head ain't made of glass. Put your head down. You know when your head's in the way of the TV or something.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Make a better door than a window.
Yes, that one. That my papa loved those. I swear he had a roster of them, just all lined up and ready to go. Those are good ones.
The one I grew up with most, it's not an idiom, but it's a nonsense word, which many people around here know, oofda.
Oh, yeah.
Which, you know, as most people know, it's just an exclamation. That's all it is. It doesn't mean anything, but you can use it in, you know, any context. Oofda.
Yeah.
Oofda. You know, it's very useful. Yikes. Yeah, it's a very useful word.
In my family, oi.
Oi. Very similar, yes.
To the point where even my dad says it now sometimes, which is hilarious to hear oi in Italian accent. Oi! it's much faster. It's much faster. That's a good one. Mm-hmm. And Yiddish is filled with this. Mm-hmm. The Yiddish language has tons of these words, and they're all fun to say. There's a lot of like we had this conversation the three of us a little while ago about the most beautiful accents and everything.
Oh yeah, right.
We didn't get a chance to get into it, but if we had time, I wanted to touch on the funnest accents or the funnest words or languages to say. And I maintain Yiddish is probably the most fun to say.
There are so many Yiddish words that are in the vernacular now of English, which is really cool. Yeah,
I had somebody call me a mensch the other day, and they didn't even know what it meant. They didn't even know why they were calling me it.
Oh, you need to be careful with some Yiddish words, though. You should know what they mean before you use them, please.
Yeah.
You're in trouble.
That's true with most words,
true. That's true.
You should know what they mean before you use them.
Yeah,
especially words that are foreign to you.
Foreign language words? Yeah. Absolutely.
Just because it sounds cool doesn't mean you should say it.
No.
I researched and looked very deeply into the word Sheboygan before using it all the time. and found that, you know, it's all right. It's safe to use. We say good morning to our friends in Sheboygan. Oh, please. If there's anybody listening in Sheboygan, you have to call up. I don't care what you're doing. Sometime between now and 10 o'clock or sometime this week or coming up, you got
to
call
we
up.
We need a native speaker to say their name of their town on air.
Yes.
So Sheboygan can go over to the bubbler.
I think that's where you'll find me if I live long enough to retirement. You'll find me in Sheboygan.
Just so you can say you're from Sheboygan.
Yep. This when everybody, I won't give people my address. Like, James, where are you living now? Sheboygan. Yes.
You move to Sheboygan. I'll go back to Minnesota and move to Bemidji, and we'll be good.
Yeah. We'll just talk. We'll just share conversations back and forth. We'll at least entertain each other.
Yeah, that's right.
We are coming back with Misty's Mini Birthday and Anniversary Club on the morning show at WFHR, locally grown radio.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
When you're looking for a place to grab a bite in a cozy and welcoming atmosphere, look no further than Misty's Menu. Their small-town cafe offers homemade dishes made with fresh local ingredients. But it's not just about the food at Misty's Menu. You'll be greeted with a warm smile and friendly conversation. It's the kind of place where the waitress knows your name and makes you feel right at home. So stop on down to Misty's Menu and experience the charm of a small-town cafe. They promise you won't leave hungry or without a new friend. Misty's Menu, Highway 13 South, Wisconsin Rapids.
If you're looking to get in the spirit of Halloween, look no further than the Trading Post in Wisconsin Rapids. They have quality goods at affordable prices with items changing daily. Get decked out for the season at the Trading Post, the store you can get lost in.
Join the conversation with your favorite hosts or shows anytime. Find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Cloudy skies expected this afternoon with highs around 52. Northwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 38 tonight. Overcast skies, mainly cloudy. Tomorrow, 58. Chance for scattered rain showers Thursday and Friday. Mid-50s Thursday, low-50s by Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 52.
You're older than you've ever been, and now you're even older, and now you're even older, and now you're even older. You're older than you've ever been, and now you're even older, and now you're older still.
Welcome to the Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club, everybody.
Is that like the death knell beating in the background?
There's never been a truer song than that. It's the absolute truth.
It's got a point. It's got a point.
Yeah, that none of us want to hear. But thank you, Seth.
that might be
also true.
Also true. It's time to do some celebrate with our good friends at Misty's Menu. We encourage you to treat yourself. Get on over to Misty's. They're open right now till 2, open 6 to 2, 7 days a week at 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, thank the gang for us. Wish them a great day from all of us here at WFHR. Get us those birthdays and anniversaries. Send them to info@WFHR.com or james.mailoff@civicmedia.us. You can direct message us on our Facebook pages as well. And, of course, you can call up.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you can.
Absolutely.
424-2600. Give us your birthday live on air.
Yeah, we'd love to hear from you, everybody. Feel free to call up. I got to do this. I have to, Seth.
Okay.
I just took a call in the break from a wonderful listener who told me a wonderful joke. She said, we reminded her of an old joke. A Jewish boy and a Catholic girl get married, and at the reception, they sing Ave Oy Maria. Or
Oive Maria.
Oive Maria. I want to hear that song now.
Yes, me too.
I want to hear that now.
Oive Maria.
Are you going to tear me up, Marissa? You're going to make me all tear tonight. It's
right to the heart.
That's beautiful. God, that's beautiful. Best listeners in radio.
Oh, yeah.
We encourage you to get us those birthdays and anniversaries, everybody. Seth, I need a one through three from you.
Ooh. Let's do one, though.
All right. Gives us that qualifier. We can get right to the celebrating. And first up, I want to wish a very happy birthday to Arthur Packard.
Arthur, happy birthday.
Happy birthday. What? I like that name.
Oh, I love the name Arthur.
Artie.
Yeah, great name. Great name. Art. Yeah.
Art, Artie. He's got some great nicknames, too, with that. Yeah.
Well, I love that your nickname can be Art.
I know.
Like,
isn't that
that's
cool?
A great nickname, man, especially if you're a creative.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a great nickname.
Art by Art.
Yeah. Yeah. I like that. And also a happy birthday to Richard Casper.
Happy birthday, Richard.
Happy birthday, Richard.
Enjoy your day, Richard. And we wish a very happy 43rd anniversary to our qualifiers, Tom and Janet Gaber.
Oh, happy anniversary,
Tom
you two.
And Janet.
Yeah. Nice.
Happy 43rd anniversary.
Nice.
Happy 43.
Congratulations.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty cool. Congrats, you two. Mazel tov.
Yeah.
Congratulations, both of you. Wishing you a great anniversary. It's Wednesday. I say celebrate right into the weekend.
Yes. For no sure. Limits.
I don't know if anybody else does this, but with my daughter's wedding this Saturday and everything, these anniversaries that are right around it, like they're like hit me a little bit more. I don't know why. I'm always a foolish romantic about these things, but something about it, I don't know why. It's got me.
It's in the forefront of your mind. That's what
you would
it
think
is.
It was my anniversary. I'm getting all like, oh, that's so beautiful, man. 43. taking a look at our celebrity birthdays, should we have celebrity anniversaries? I don't know if it would how short would that
if
list
you could
be?
Find any could last so long.
I don't know if it's worth it.
Yeah.
I don't care who they marry.
No, not really.
I'm kind of with you on this. Cardi B is 31.
Wow.
Cardi B.
31. Wow, I thought she was a little younger than that.
I did too.
That's interesting.
She she hasn't had the longest of careers, but she has had quite the impact with the career she has had.
Absolutely.
Michelle Wie is 34. Speaking about not having a long career, but having a huge impact.
Wow.
Michelle Wie, LPGA golfer with $6.8 million in career earnings so far. Many people look at her as the the Tiger Woods of female golf. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's fair to her. It is certainly noteworthy how much groundbreaking she has done.
Yes, for sure.
Sport. Let's see here. Bradley James is 40. Arthur on Merlin. Damien on the series Damien. A good actor.
Okay.
Emily Deschanel is 47. Dr. Temperance on Bones.
Oh, that's right.
And she is the older sister of Zoe Deschanel.
Yes, that's correct.
Yes. Both great actors.
Yeah, they're both very good.
I know that they must have done something together. I don't know why we don't see more of the stuff of them together. Mm-hmm. It's interesting. Stephanie Meyer is 54. Vampire Bill on True Blood and Reed on The Gifted. Another good actor.
Mm-hmm.
The great Jane Krakowski is 55. A lot of people know her from Jacqueline on The Unbreakable Kelly Schmidt, or maybe back in the day, Elaine on Ally McBeal.
Yep.
But I think most people know her as Jenna on 30 Rock.
Yeah, I think you're right. Yep.
That was the role that was supposed to go to Amy Poehler. It was going to be 30 Rock was going to star Amy Poehler, Tina Fey, and Rachel Dratch. And Alec Baldwin kind of came in late, but he was going to be kind of like, his character wasn't going to be that prominent actually on the show really early on. And then they had to do some writing changes. Amy's schedule wouldn't work out with it. Thankfully, Jane came in and did just a stellar job.
Fabulous job.
She's so good. In some ways, I think she did I think Amy Poehler and Tina Fey are the two funniest people on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I think they're two of the better actors. I think Jane actually did the job a little bit better in some ways, just because Amy isn't as doesn't do the mean thing as well, where Jane's character could be quite mean and quite diva and all that.
If you want to see kind of a newer side of, I mean, to a certain extent, she still plays a villain. Schmigadoon. She's in Schmigadoon, and she and again, just she is her comic timing is so good.
It's really good. It's really good. She's really.
I didn't realize she did the musical She Loves Me in 2016. I have to watch this now. She played the same character that I did years ago in Lacrosse, Alona Ritter.
She's got a fabulous voice too. She's a very good singer. Yeah.
She had some parody songs on 30 Rock that still get stuck in my head today. Like it's so good. Tell me how that is, Melissa, when you see that.
Yeah, I'll have to check it out.
I have no journalistic integrity with this next act. Joan Cusack is 61.
Oh.
Former SNL cast member Sheila Gallagher on Shameless. She's the voice of Jessie in Toy Story movies. But before anyone knew her, she was the girl with the neck brace in 16 Candles.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
And of course, the younger sister of John Cusack, one of the Cusacks. The Cusacks, as I've mentioned before on the air, they grew up a block away from where my family did. They're big in our family.
Yep.
They mean a lot to us.
For those of you with kids of a certain age, and you can still watch it these days, she was the narrator on a PBS show called Peep in the Big Wide World.
Oh, wow.
Really?
So if people, so if you have any kids that hear her voice, will know exactly who she is.
I imagine she is an amazing narrator.
She's
love her voice so much.
Mm-hmm.
I think of Gross Point Blank because it's the one of the few times you get to see those two working together John and Joan.
Mm-hmm.
And they're so good.
Yep.
There's chemistry, and then there's the way those two act together. So good. But if you really want to see Joan, especially if you're looking for something you haven't seen of her work, I cannot recommend higher the movie Toys. It's not going to be the greatest movie you ever see.
Mm-hmm.
It's Rob Williams' vehicle. Joan Cusack's kind of the second lead in it. Got to cut some other big name actors in there. I think LL Cool J's even in there. It's not the greatest plot or script, but Robin Williams and Joan Cusack's chemistry is some of the greatest you will ever see.
Wow.
Ever.
Yep.
So good. I go back. I haven't been able to since he passed, but almost every other year I'd go back and watch that movie just to watch those two work together. She is phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually think that she's been underused in her career. By a lot she has been underused.
She's very good.
Wasn't she also the principal in School of Rock?
Yes, she was.
Oh, wow.
Dang, about you're that. Good at this. You are good, Melissa. We don't give you enough credit for these. Whenever I'm rambling about actors, you usually bring up like a role or a movie that I'm like kicking myself. Like, oh, I didn't think of that. Nicely done. One of my favorite quarterbacks of all time, Steve Young, is 62 today.
Oh, good old Steve.
Yeah.
And smart Steve.
Yeah, yeah. This is a man who graduated at the top of his class at Brigham Young.
Yeah.
Is an actual attorney.
Yeah, he got a law degree.
Yeah. And still decided to get beat up by 300-pound men for a living. Got a Super Bowl out of it.
He sure did.
And Hall of Fame. You know, one of the greats. Steve Young, also one of those guys. I was a big fan of the mobile quarterback. Mm-hmm. Now, almost all of them are mobile quarterbacks, but the Randall Cunninghams, the Steve Youngs.
By that time, the time he was doing it, it was kind of a rarity anymore. Almost all of them were pocket quarterbacks, but he could run.
Daryl Hall is 77.
Wow.
There is no Hall & Oates without Daryl Hall. No, of course there's not. I just like that as like some statement of like some defiance. You don't even have Hall & Oates without Daryl Hall.
Oh, you're on his list now.
Yeah. Oh, jeez. that's because I'm not out of touch about this subject. I get it. Daryl Hall. I do this every year with him and Oates. Every year, even growing up where we did in the time of Hall and Oates and everything, I still forget how big they were. You Make My Dreams, Saying Ain't So, Rich Girl, I Can't Go For That, Kiss on My List, Private Eyes, Man Eater, Out of Touch, Sarah Smile.
Yeah. They had mega hits, man.
Man, I know all those songs,
yes.
But I forget that how big they were.
Mm-hmm.
And some people no longer with us, like Luke Perry, born in this day in 1966, passed away in 2019, way too dang young.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of younger people out there will know him from Riverdale. He was on that show.
Yep.
And of course, our generation knows him as Dylan from Beverly Hills.
Yep, that's
Could
right.
Could never understand why he was in high school.
Yeah, half of them didn't look...
How bad were his grades? How bad?
How many times did he get held back?
Luke Perry, though, one thing that is not on his IMDb or anything like that is the self-deprecation. Mm-hmm. That man, I saw him left and right doing bits on The Simpsons and other TV shows where he played Krusty's youngest, like, a forgotten son at one point on The Simpsons and couldn't have been more self-deprecating and everything. It seemed like a good guy.
Yeah, you know? Absolutely.
The great, the wonderful Eleanor Roosevelt, born in this day in 1884, passed away in 1962.
Wow.
Social reformer, humanitarian, and FDR's wife.
Mm-hmm.
He served 4 terms, which makes her the longest serving first lady.
Of course. Nice.
I don't know. I'm a history nerd, but I couldn't say this off the top of my head. But I do believe that what we look at the first lady as now began with Eleanor.
Oh, absolutely. I was going to say something similar because she was like one of the first activist first ladies. Before that, you know, they were just supposed to, you know, host the parties at the White House and that kind of stuff. But and not everyone has done it since. Not all the first ladies have done it. But she kind of gave the green light to that sort of thing. Yeah. It's like, no, you can use this platform.
And I want to say, is she the reason Halloween became so big? There's one of the former first ladies that really was really big about wanted to make Halloween big or something and turning it into a party and stuff. And I can't remember exactly which one it was. Ugh, hate my
I had
brain.
Not heard.
but I could tell you this: I remember how great she was. What a great
absolutely.
Human! What a great American! Mm-hmm. What a great human being she was. And finally, H.J. Heinz.
Ooh.
Yeah, he invented mustard. No, he invented ketchup, of course. The ketchup king.
That's right.
He actually made over 60 varieties of condiments, but that just doesn't sound as catchy as 57, does it?
57. There's that darn number again.
That number.
Yeah.
It was Mamie Eisenhower.
Oh, it was an Eisenhower. Dang it. Thank you so much, Melissa.
Very good.
That was going to bug me. She
publicly decorated the White House for Halloween for the first time in 1958.
How about that? Did not know that.
I was close. My brain was there. It was getting
so
there.
Close.
But
I
was so close, but yet so far away. So far away. Thank you, Melissa. Thank you for that.
Very good.
One more time, we wish a happy birthday to Arthur Packard, to Richard Casper.
Happy birthday, you two.
Happy birthday.
And a happy anniversary to our qualifiers celebrating their 43rd anniversary, Tom and Janet Gaver.
Congratulations.
Tom and Janet. Happy anniversary. Mm-hmm.
Stick around for Melissa's news. In a little bit, we'll have our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday from our friends at Quality Plus Printing. And we encourage you to head on over to Misty's and treat yourself. Get on over there and wish them a great day from all of us at WFHR.
For WFHR and WIRI, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in Central Wisconsin. The UW system now has a new name and will be known as the Universities of Wisconsin. President Jay Rothman made the announcement yesterday. He said the new name shifts the focus from the system to the universities.
The people of Wisconsin take great pride in our universities, and we think our new name, our new identity, best reflects the collective role our 13 public universities play in the economic and social fabric of Wisconsin.
While they'll start using the new name right away, the transition will be finalized in early 2024. The new name and identity promotes the mission of all 13 universities to make Wisconsin future ready for all. A former Wisconsin Supreme Court justice is advising against impeaching Janet Protasiewicz. In an email, David Prosser says impeachment is so serious that it should only be considered if the subject has committed a crime or corrupt conduct while in office. Prosser is one of three former justices advising Assembly Speaker Robin Voss on the possibility of impeaching the new liberal justice. Protasiewicz announced Friday she would not recuse herself from a case on Wisconsin's legislative maps next month. The Marshfield Parks and Recreation Department is asking for input on their 2023 outdoor recreation plan. The survey will help them make decisions related to adding new facilities and other possible improvements. You can visit the city page to find a link to the survey. I'm Melissa Kay, Civic Media News.
It's that time of year where things go bump in the night. Ghosts and ghouls and goblins are spotted roaming the foggy late-night landscape, preparing for Halloween. Coming soon, there will be tricks and treats, costumes and fun. But remember, there's only one thing more scary and disturbing than vampires, witches, or even clowns. The most frightening thing of all, an old, rickety, dark and dirty porta-potty. Don't let the thought of a porta-potty frighten you. Crockett Septic has a huge inventory of porta potties available for events, parties, and promotions, and they're always clean and comfortable. Stay away from those nasty porta coffins and call Crockett Septic for a porta potty experience that won't scare the well, you know, out of you. From Rome to Rudolph in Junction City, Grand Rapids, and Nakusa, all the way to Point and Plover, Crockett Septic can handle your porta potty needs, holding tanks and septic pumping too. Call Crockett Septic today, 715-712-3456.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now for your crudités at 844-967-2789.
I thought they were crudy takes.
Crudies takes. See, man? It all comes back around to Sports Talk Live.
Something like that.
My wife wants some vegetables for crudité.
You know what I mean?
Listen Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Badger fans, join the Wisconsin men's basketball team this season at the Kohl Center. Get your single game tickets today to be there when the Badgers take the court this November. Don't wait. Lock in your spot today. For more information and to purchase your tickets to Wisconsin men's basketball, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Cloudy skies expected this afternoon with highs around 52. Northwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 38 tonight. Overcast skies, mainly cloudy, tomorrow 58. Chance for scattered rain showers Thursday and Friday. Mid-50s Thursday, low-50s by Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 52.
Yeah. Get your fists in the air, everybody. It's the end of the Breakfast Club. It's the end of the Breakfast Club movie. You got to jump in the air, get your fists in the air.
And somehow freeze time.
Yes, freeze. You got to freeze in the air like that.
Sounds like a lot of work, man.
It is.
It is. Come to you about me. We're just going to listen to Simple Minds until Phil calls it. We're just going to keep playing this over and over until Phil calls it. We're looking forward to our friends from Quality Plus Printing joining us. I think half the audience was scared there for a second.
Wait, what? You're going to do what?
He might do that. He's just weird enough. He might. We are looking forward to talking a little bit with our friends from Quality Plus Printing, getting your words out here in Wisconsin Rapids. Join us every Wednesday with our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday. Looking forward to that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the big ending right there. Yeah. I don't think you could be from the 80s and ever hear a synthesizer and not immediately like get nostalgic.
Oh, man. It's true. I think you're right.
It's that or a sax solo you hear. And you're immediately like brought back to grade school.
Grimy sax solo. Oh, yeah.
I don't know if nostalgic is the right word. Probably
not the right word. Probably not the right
PTSD.
Word. PTSD. Yeah, it might be a little column A.
Yeah.
While we're waiting on Phil, I did want to mention our great contest we have going on at wiscountry.com/chicken. We are finally at the time where we are getting some voting in on this name, everybody.
Naming the chicken.
We will be keeping this polling open for a little while yet. We're going to keep this going for a little bit of the month of October.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then Tuesday, October 31st, Halloween.
Yes.
On WIRI Sunrise Show from 7 to 8. Be sure to join us. We will announce the new name of our chicken.
Woo!
This chicken has been running through the desert without a name for so long. Finally going to have a name.
The poor desert chicken.
Poor desert chicken. Not an animal you hear talked about a lot.
No, you don't.
You can go to wiscountry.com/chicken right now, and you can choose these in order, everybody, because we're doing some ranked choice voting on this.
That's right.
And a big shout out to Rebecca and the team and everybody. They listened to us, and they heard Melissa and I talking about ranked choice voting quite a bit and everything, and I think they had some fun with this, and I like that. I think that's pretty cool. So, and I also like the idea that you don't have to just pick one, that you can kind of put these in order of how you like them. So go there right now, enter your name, enter your email, and choose between Wisco Chick, Winston Von Kluck, and Agatha.
Yes. I love all those names.
They're great.
I wouldn't be able to decide.
Me either, man.
I really.
And the best news is we don't have to.
That's right. We don't have to. Thank you.
Get on over there, everybody. Wiscountry.com/chicken. Again, on Halloween, we will be announcing the name of that chicken. I know the name of our next guest.
Okay.
It's going to come to me. It's going to come to me. Hey, Phil, how you doing, Phil?
I should be named after the chicken now. No.
It's too late.
A couple names, so I'm happy to hear that. I asked yesterday when the end date was on that thing, so I was waiting to see if I won any big prizes or anything.
Right? Phil, we appreciate you joining us. Phil joins us every Wednesday with our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday.
James was being nice. He had to correct the record.
We appreciate you, Phil. First off, before we dive into our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday, how are things going over at the shop? I know you've been busy lately.
Oh yeah, we're doing good. We're staying humming along. So we're happy to, again, thanks to all the local businesses and local individuals coming in. We're getting more walk-in traffic lately, and doing a lot of wedding programs. And I guess it's fall must be the season, because there's been a bunch of different wedding programs that we've taken in over the last few days. So
you ain't kidding.
Yeah, no, it's just doing good. I can't think of enough. Against the school, we talk about the schools, but all the schools have been keeping us busy with their sports programs and different things in theater. Community theaters, a play going on, as we know, on Fly Spirit. So we printed those programs for them. over there. So we're happy to help out, especially, you know, again, with local organizations like the community theater, who does such an awesome job.
Yeah. And the four of us are pretty close to that theater.
Yes. You know,
Phil, because certainly you have long ties to a lot of different businesses and companies in this area, including a place like the community theater that you've been on that stage of and everything. But long before you were in this industry, how does it feel to be able to do work with them like this, like printing out their profiles and or pamphlets and everything? Mm-hmm. It's got to have a different feel to it, I'd imagine.
No, it does. I take great pride in it, and it's just being honest. It's funny these things when you own a business and it's with a, you know, organizations like that you've been affiliated with for so long, in the community theater and even Lincoln Theater, or, you know, the local sports teams, Assumption, where my girls went. And, you know, I get, it's weird feeling as an owner when you see something they produce and it's not yours.
Yeah.
That's being funky, but it's true. I mean, it's like, hey, I want to do this for you. I take great pride. Not only because, I mean, you know, I need my business to keep rolling, obviously. We want to get people to pay and bills to pay, and I want to keep going. But because I want to be a part of it. I want to feel like we helped.
There are buildings in this town, from here to Nakusa to Marshfield. I'll be driving around with my dad, and he'll slow down because he worked on one of them. And it just, you know, driving past and looking at it like, you know, I worked on that. I did that. I did the roof on that or something. And I think that there's a lot of locals that can relate to what you're saying there, Phil. I think that's pretty cool. What is our wicked awesome word of Wednesday, Phil?
Well, I was going to go with nincompoop for missing last
day. Oh, that'd be good. You're going to have to save that one. That's a good one, yeah.
I might need to use it again someday. Keep it up. Okay, so the word I chose this week is sonorous. Which is S-O-N-O-R-O-U-S.
Sonorous.
And it means a person's voice or other sound that is imposingly deep and full.
A sonorous voice.
So, you know, I think James Earl Jones, right? For those of us that are older, William Conrad. Do you remember William Conrad? Big voice, you know? Back in the day, I listened to old-time radio a lot, and he used to be the voice of Matt Dillon on Gunsmoke and for radio for
That's
many
right.
Years.
Yes, he was.
So you think about it, he was like about 5'4" and 300 pounds, and he's, you know, he's voicing this, you know, and then on TV it was James Arness, who was 6'7" and, you know, big fella. But anyway, those big deep voices like that, or dulcet tones, if they
even Walter Herzog a little bit, I think of with a voice like that in some ways. And not to be this guy, but to name drop for a second, the class I took at UCLA, when James Earl Jones came and spoke to us on the last day, they had a microphone on stage for him. The guy, this poor kid, comes up there and he's trying to set up this microphone. James Earl Jones is just staring at him and watching him as he's struggling with it. And when he finally gets it set up, he's like, "I don't need that." And the kid just like shuffles away with the microphone and everything. And he didn't. He did not need the microphone. Every kid in that auditorium was able to hear that man just perfectly fine.
Yep.
And he was not straining his voice. Like, that voice is the real deal. That's a great one, Phil. How'd you come across that one?
I think, you know, I get an email of a word of the day, you know, once we started this. So that one came up one time, and I wrote it down because I thought that's a great one. Of course, you think of all the radio voices throughout the years. Mm-hmm. Casey Kasem and, you know, and different voices like that, that could, you could just tell who they were and hear it so clearly, you know? That's a gift, obviously.
That's a great one. That's a great one. We appreciate that, Phil. It's a good word right there. Phil, anything that you want to make sure to let people know about the shop and what's going on over there right now?
Oh, we're gearing up. Hey, Miss Wisconsin Rapids is almost giving up her crown here pretty quick.
Yeah.
A couple of weeks, Maria will be done. So, she's had an awesome time. Mm-hmm. So we're printing their programs up here in the next few days, getting ready for their October 28th event. And then we've been helping a lot with the PAC, with the Arts Council, too. And they got a neat concert coming up, tomorrow, I believe.
Yeah, that's correct.
Big band. Mm-hmm. So we're their printing partner. We work with Sally over there all the time on their programs, and thank them for that. It's a great piece of business for us, and then we go back and forth with them on it, with Tracy designing a lot of their work. So please get out and support those art groups. There, a whole bunch of, I mean, our community is blessed to have the PAC and the Arts Council. So if you haven't got tickets yet, please go do that.
Yeah. Phil, you got a great kid there, and we wish we thank her for everything she's done in the community and bringing attention to so many different things. She's done a really, really good job. Please congratulate her for us.
Appreciate that. Yeah, she took it to heart, and I mean that in the best of ways. She she loves this community, and she took it as a responsibility, you know, on her shoulders that I got to get out there and, you know, and represent.
Yeah.
And she's made, I think it's close to 100, if not over 100 appearances in the last year at different events, and, you know, and throughout many communities, not just Rapids, right, but the Coosa, Pittsville, you know, all over the place here in Central Wisconsin. And very proud to do so. I'm very proud to represent our area. So as a dad and mom, my wife, Ann, we're very much proud of her.
Yeah.
Given everything she's got, I'll tell you that, you know.
Phil, I don't like to pry or anything, but what size shirt are you?
Extra large, my extra broad shoulders.
All right. All right. Oh, boy. I can relate to that.
That's a good way to put it, too.
I can relate to that.
Anyway,
I am
extra broad something else.
Phil, I just was thinking about it. We have gotten you a shirt, one of our new shirts. Next time you're by the studio, we'll have one up for you, okay?
All right. Thank you, sir. Appreciate all you guys do.
Back at you, Phil. We appreciate you so much. We'll be talking again next Wednesday, if not sooner, sir. You take care.
Yeah, you too, guys, too. Take care. Have a great day.
You too.
Say hi to the team over there for us.
Yeah.
Join us every Wednesday at this time slot for our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday from our great friends at Quality Plus Printing. You don't have to wait until next Wednesday. You can go over there right now. They're open. 3515 8th Street South in Wisconsin Rapids. You can give them a call at 715-423-7440. That's 423-7440. Be sure to check out them on social media. It's a great web, great page to keep up to date on all the things they got going on over there. Mm-hmm. And you get to see that cute baby. Follow
pictures
their,
are there.
Yes, yes. Go ahead and head on over to there to their website and check them out on social media. Just type in your search bar, Quality Plus Printing. Getting your words out here in Rapids, and of course, our sponsor of Playmakers.
Yeah.
Big shout out to them for that. We'll take a break. We're coming back and we're talking more. We're just talking more.
More talk.
I'll just leave it at that. Yeah.
What else are we going to do on the radio? Juggle?
We're coming up mimes right here on WF. No. We got more fun coming up on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Live on stage, a tribute from Steve Bobbitt, Logan Ramey, and Christopher Lonsdorf. The rock and roll sounds of Rod Stewart, Elvis, and Buddy Holly. Also country artists Jeff Landon and Jeff Cannon. And don't miss the Blues Brothers. Bring a lawn chair for all the shows. Free admission and enjoy over 70 booth vendors, kids games, the Zor Clowns, and concessions. It's all happening during the Holiday Spirit Zor Funster Benefit Event, Saturday, October 14th and 15th, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. 100 baskets to raffle with 100 winners, and 100% of the raffle going to the Shriners Children's Hospitals. A car cruise in each day, weather permitting. Special treats, Captain America, Batman, and the kit car from Knight Rider. Saturday is costume day. Dress up for some spooktacular fun. An event for the whole family Saturday, October 14th and 15th at Arnott Lions Park, corner of Highway J and 4th Street in Arnott. Sponsored in part by Renee's Red Rooster, Chatterbox, Spar Hawk Trucking, and Civic Media.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Cloudy skies expected this afternoon with highs around 52. Northwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 38 tonight. Overcast skies, mainly cloudy, tomorrow 58. Chance for scattered rain showers Thursday and Friday. Mid-50s Thursday, low 50s by Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 52.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
I'm broke, but I'm happy. I'm poor, but I'm kind. I'm short, but I'm healthy, yeah.
Little Alanis Morissette playing us in. Melissa, Seth, and James here with you. We hope you're having a fantastic day out there, everybody. Thanks so much for joining us on this hump day.
Yes.
Happy hump day, everybody. Big shout out to our friends over at Quality Plus Printing for joining us. It was fun talking with Phil. It was a good time. Oh, yeah. The World Championship Pumpkin Weigh-Off was on Monday near San Francisco.
Oh, wow.
We're going to talk about the winner real quick, but you don't do this all the time in radio, but we do around here because we believe in local, despite whatever stations or anything like that are going on. Want to send a shout-out to everybody in Nakusa and the great, you know, the pumpkin drop that they had over the weekend. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Looked like it was successful. Things went over well.
Very good.
Shout-out to our great friend Heather Sayers and her team and everybody over there.
Yes, indeed.
Looked like a lot of fun. I never get tired of the noise that pumpkin makes when it hits.
Oh, man. It's loud. I was there last year, and it was like I had never experienced it before. That was loud.
Yeah. I remember being a kid and experiencing a little. Not a kid, but like a teenager and experiencing it. Yeah, it's always fun. So the winner of this great World Championship Pumpkin Weigh-Off, it's the great Pumpkin Weigh-Off, Charlie Brown. was a 2,749-pound pumpkin grown in Minnesota.
Wow. Shout out to the home state there.
The previous record was a pumpkin out of Italy. It weighed 2,702 pounds back in 2021, but it swore a lot. So it was you know.
Lost the title.
Was not invited back.
No. So this one was 47 pounds heavier. Here are a few more details on the new largest pumpkin ever grown.
All right.
Its name is Michael Jordan. the guy who grew it named it after him because the year 2023, Jordan, of course, famously wore the number 23.
Got it.
And he was hoping it would be the greatest of all time. So,
I get that.
Yeah, I like it. I thought it was because it was bald. I thought it was that.
Pumpkins, no hair.
No hair. That grower is 43-year-old Travis Ginger. He teaches horticulture at Anoka Technical College near Minneapolis.
Oh, wow. Cool.
Did I say that right? Anoka?
Anoka.
Okay.
Anoka.
And he's been growing pumpkins since he was a teenager. He also broke the American record last year with a 2,560-pound pumpkin.
Well, now he's got the world record, man.
World
record pumpkins.
The payout is $9 a pound. So he sold it for just under 25 G's.
Wow. Whew. I didn't know how lucrative it was. Holy cow.
Yeah, I'm starting to wonder if the industry, I bet. That would only net him around 10 grand because it cost him 15 grand to grow. He also got an extra 30 grand for breaking the record, so he made about 40 off of this.
Not bad.
40,000.
Not bad.
This was the 50th World Championship. The first was in 1974 when the winning pumpkin weighed just 132 pounds.
Oh, jeez.
That's pretty cool.
Let's see. Peanuts compared to these days.
I love that we've been doing it that long.
Now, that is very cool, yeah.
The pumpkin we use for jack-o'-lanterns are around 10 pounds, so it's like 275 of those.
It's a lot of jack-o'-lanterns.
It's also about as heavy as a walrus, a hippopotamus, or a Mazda Miata. But not only that, not only as heavy as a Mazda Miata, but with two actual Michael Jordans sitting in it. That's how heavy this pumpkin is.
Not a light man either. He's a big dude.
I think as big as a fan of I was of Michael Jordan and everything, I can't think of things much more scarier than two Michael Jordans. Like that's pretty scary. Just the competition. Like, I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
They would destroy each other competitively. Yes, like, there's very few human
beings. I'm the real Michael Jordan.
There's few human beings.
I'm the real Michael Jordan.
Like, I find it kind of funny sometimes when they talk about Aaron Rodgers and some athletes and the chip on their shoulder and everything. And then there's Michael Jordan.
The boulder on his shoulder, yeah.
Yeah. There's like the whole different ball game when it comes to that.
Hey, read some stories. Terry Francona, who just retired as the manager of the Guardians, he managed Michael Jordan his 1 year in the minors when he was playing for the Birmingham Barons. Terry Francona was the manager. He's got some stories.
Oh, yeah.
Some interesting ones. Yes, indeed.
I wanted to wrap up the hour like we do in our next hour with a good story, and a local good one at that. You can go to a couple of different sources for this one, but I have WSAW Channel 7 up here because I don't get to use them very often. Mm-hmm. There's a Stevens Point man who is creating a mural for the town of Rome.
Oh, wow. Very cool.
Town of Rome has hired Stevens Point Man to create its first ever mural. We were talking about this with our friends from Visit Rome during our Midday Magazine segment with them, which we have every month. Visit the Town of Rome and find out more at visitromewi.org. Kibbe Freeman was selected out of five finalists to spearhead this project. Quote, it's nice to kind of be the first to start something in the area and hopefully do a lot more public art and revigorate certain parts of the area.
Nice.
The mural is Freeman's largest ever. It's more than 2,000 square feet, and he will use almost 200 cans of spray paint to complete it.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Wow.
The mural is part of the town's effort to beautify the community by adding more art in its busy parts of the town. You don't have to spend much time in Rome, even if you're just driving through, to see how much that area has grown the last 5 to 10 years. I would say even before the rise of Sand Valley and some of that, it was getting a little bit busier over there, and certainly has increased quite a bit. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can ask our best voice here at what I think. People say this about me. Nah, the voice of WFHR is Chuck DeNiro.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you ask the voice about that. Chuck will tell you. Chuck will tell you how much it's blown up over there.
That's because that's where he lives.
Right.
He lives in Rome, yeah.
I couldn't be happier. I could not be happier.
Cool, yeah.
There are few areas in this country, that I love and I have a love for, like I do the Rome area.
Mm-hmm.
And to see it growing up and blowing up the way it has, I'm very proud and very happy for that area. They deserve it. Mm-hmm. I do miss pretzels, but that's just because I'm nostalgic.
That's true. Wow.
And I think this is pretty cool. I lived in Nakusa for quite a while, too. And one of my favorite things, we have one main street in Nakusa. And
right?
you drive down that main street, and there's a beautiful mural you'll see.
Mm-hmm.
Here in Rapids, we've got a pretty cool mural right by the post office that I don't know gets really talked about enough or seen enough.
Yeah, really.
Used to have a nice mural by McMillan as well.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that having a local artist doing a mural in your town not only is really cool and supports the arts, but it's beautiful. It looks cool. Yeah.
Public art is such a cool thing. You know, because it can be enjoyed by every single person that lives there, or anyone who's visiting, for that matter.
The former East Junior High School building, mm-hmm. I go past that almost every day. And I don't know if I notice this as much as a kid, but you look way up top of the building, and there's some really cool architecture up there and some